The Ocean of Dua.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the different objectives of supplications. We said that the School of Supplication is an educating, continuous program that actually the Almighty Allah seems to want the people educated through these sets of transmitted supplications. And these infallible imams who have brought down who have handed down these transmitted supplications to us are the very epitomes of the attributes of the Lord. That is why they are the closest ones to God. That is why the infallibles, like Imam Ali alayhi salam, say that if the curtains of the truth are drawn apart and they go away, my certainty will not go higher. My conviction will never change. Concerning God's sincere servants, Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, the bodies of the infallible ones are here, but their souls are in the other world. And regarding pious Gnostics, we see in one of the chapters of the book Isharat that it is mentioned as if he was present, although he was absent, and as if he was resident, although he had moved away. So the bodies of the pious, sincere servants of God are here with us physically in this world. But the point is that their spirits and their souls are in the high layers of the system of creation. That is why we believe the infallibles are close to the Almighty Allah. That is why we believe by resorting to them we can reach the Almighty Allah. And they are one of the paths that lead us to our absolute cause.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedast. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Tabeju shad obaz balava as. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy will, God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Brothers and sisters, by what we have said, considering what we have said as introduction, we realize that this means, in order to realize the fact that we observe the infallible ones in their supplications, we must invoke God with His names. And these names, each of them, manifest one aspect of creation. And they, these words, I mean, they are not concerned with mere names, with words per se. Rather, these words and these attributes, names of the Almighty Allah, they see the whole creation as the effect of these names. They would also look at the world as it is the creation of Allah. They have not established their relation with God through this world, the infallible imams. They are familiar with the specific features of each one of God's names. That is why they consider this tangible world as the manifestation of God's power. That is why they resort to different names and attributes of the Almighty Allah in different positions and situations. That is why we see the names and attributes of the Almighty Allah scattered through the different set of transmitted supplications. So we hear in Kumail supplication, and with your attributes that have filled the corners of everything. بِأَسْمَائِكَ الَّتِي مَلَأَتْ أَرْكَانَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. So they are in fact looking from the higher layers of the creation downwards, the earthly world. They have noticed the fact that each creature depends on one of God's names. In other words, let me elaborate on this more. The infallible imams see the world as true realization of God's names. So wherever they look, wherever they turn, they see one attribute of the Almighty Allah, because they see the creations, nothing separated as the creator. They have linked the creation with the creator, with the absolute cause, and they only see the highest level possible. They only see the Almighty Allah and nothing and no one else. They know that, for instance, a certain name includes night, the other includes day, the third one manifests the sun, and the fourth one depicts the moon. These names of the Almighty Allah are directly related to the system of creation and all points and parts of creation that we see and sometimes we ignore around us. That is why we need to resort to this program of supplication. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, Take care.
Things always work for me.